It's always a delight for us to be here with you on the worship day on Sundays.
他说我很高兴在这主日和大家一起来崇拜。
This week as I was praying concerning the message as well as our time together, I opened a letter after I was done praying.
他说这个礼拜考虑到我要讲的经文，他说我就打开这个圣经，我在那里祷告。
It was a letter that really brought great interest to me as I read through it.
他说这封信呢，就是是我收到以后觉得很有意思，跟大家分享。
It is addressed to the church that I'm pastoring in North Sacramento.
他说这封信是写给他现在在牧养的一个北，这个 Sacramento 北边的一个教会的。
Let me read just a couple lines in it, dear friends.
他来念一点内容给大家听，亲爱的朋友们。
Believers in China continue to plead for Bibles.
Say it again.
Believers in China continue to plead for Bibles.
Okay. 在中国，那个，所以那些相信耶稣的人还是在读圣经。
Because the church is growing rapidly.
因为教会成长非常迅速。
They long to know and connect with God through His Word.
中国那些信徒很想了解上帝，把自己和耶稣连接在一起。
Now there were several other paragraphs in there, but let me just read this one other sentence.
他说接下去几段他就跳过了，他来念下面几句。
For someone like Sister Ren,
他说有一个姊妹叫阮姊妹。
The need for the Bible is like a need for oxygen.
他说对这个姊妹来讲，对圣经的需求就像对氧气的需求一样。
And the letter went on to just tell how we can become a help in providing Bibles for people in China.
这个信里面接下来就是说中国那些耶稣信徒非常需要圣经，需要得到我们这里的帮助。
I presented it to our board at the church in order that we would make an offering and a contribution in order to provide Bibles for people in China.
这个牧师呢就把这封信提升给教会的领导阶层，要求大家奉献，然后买圣经捐到中国去。
It really fits well with what I intended to say this morning concerning our study in the book of Daniel.
他说这个封信里面的内容呢，和我们今天要讲的道的主题呢非常契合。我们要讲但以理书。
Let me review with you for just a couple minutes some things that will bring you up to date with chapter 6.
他说我现在来回顾一下，跟大家简单讲一讲我们今天要分享的这个但以理书第六章的那些内容。
You remember the story Daniel was taken captive at the age of 15.
大家还记得但以理书里面但以理15岁的时候就被人抓起来了。
During the following years, the rulers tried to change their thinking and their way of living.
就是在那么多年里面呢，这个抓住他的那个王想要改变他的行为，改变他的思想。
Daniel remained very strong in his belief and his commitment to God.
但是但以理信仰非常坚定，从来没有改变过。
Through all the years, he would not violate anything that would go against God's ways.
在被俘虏的那些年里头，他从来没有做过违背上帝意愿的任何事情。
The passage of scripture that you just read in chapter 6, Daniel is about 82 years old now.
就是刚才大家念到的这个几段经文的时候，这个但以理已经有八十多岁了。
He has served through three kings.
他就是说已经为三个王服务过，一代接一代的三代，就是说。
And through each and every one of them, he has always received promotions.
每一个王呢都给他提升提拔。
Even though he was a Jewish captive living in Babylon, a strange land, he was promoted constantly.
尽管他是一个那个叫什么对，他是一个俘虏，就是犹太人的一个俘虏，在这个异他们说是异邦人的，但是他还是得到很大的重用。
As you read through the book of Daniel, you find that not only was he faithful to his commitment to God, but he was a good leader.
而且大家可以从这个圣经里面看到，但以理不但是非常强壮的信仰的一个人，而且他是一个很好的领导者。
One other interesting thing that I discovered in the study, it wasn't until he was age 85 that he really did his best work.
这个圣经他读到后来发现，这个但以理一直到了85岁，他还在做令人不可思议的事情。
For many people, after a certain age, they begin to think of slowing down, but not Daniel.
对很多人来讲，到了这个80多岁的年龄了，高龄了，肯定就不想再有什么新的进展。但这不是但以理。
Out of the three kings that Daniel served, he was able to lead two of them to follow God.
他不是服务过三代君王吗？有两代的君王都在但以理的带领下归向了主。
So the question this morning for us might be, what kept Daniel? What was the thing that kept Daniel receiving promotions with each and every one of the leaders?
他说，今天我们的问题就是说。为什么这样一个外邦人在这个国家会得到一任又一任的领导的提拔
？Let me mention just a few things for you quickly, and let you begin to develop them in your own mind.
他说：“我来给大家讲几个这一段圣经里面的故事吧。”
Daniel was promoted in his work because he was a professional. He had professional competence and made a stand for God.
他被提拔是因为他坚定的立场，对上帝的无限忠心，所以得到了提拔。
As you read through the sixth chapter, you will see the words that he distinguished himself among the people.
如果你把第六章读一遍的话，你就发现他做的事情跟其他人明显有不同，区分开来。
He was a gifted leader.
他是一个很公义的领导者。
I wonder if you've come across people that you've seen or worked with that have been very gifted in their leadership ability.
他说我相信大家在工作中一定见到过有的领导也是很有正义感，很有才能的。
It doesn't take long to identify with them.
你只要到一个新单位上班，不用很长时间就能发现这样的领导人。
First of all, we see that his professional competence made him.Stand out amongst the people.
所以第一点，他得到提拔就是他的那个专业知识、专业态度，很容易就从别人当中把他区分出来。
Next, his personal character made him stand out amongst the people.
第二点，他获得提拔的原因呢，是因为他个人的品格与众不同，使他获得提拔。
You might ask the question, then, Pastor Jay, what is the difference between competence and character?
也许你们会问这个我们这个牧师英文单词里面这个我都不知道怎么中文怎么讲 confidence competent 对吧 confident 就是
胜任
what's the other word
competent
的个人的品格到底有什么区别这两方面
let me suggest some things that made his character outstanding
他说我来举几个例子让大家看一看他的品格是怎么一回事
he was a person of integrity
他是一个非常正直诚实的人。
He was very generous in his actions and his beliefs.
他对他的行为、他的信仰都是非常慷慨。
He was very humble.
他也是非常谦卑的一个人。
He was godly, kind, and wise as well.
他对别人非常友善、非常友好。
Now, I don't want to get into the political picture, but let me just simply say that these character qualities of Daniel, I wish were the character qualities of our political leaders all over the world.
他说，但以理这些品质我也不想多说了，我只希望我们当今世界各国的那些领导人有他这样的品格，我们就有福了。
Every country in the world needs men and women who are people of integrity, generous, humble,and godly and wise in their actions.
他说每个国家的领导都是人民都需要又这样又忠诚又正直然后品格又好这样的领导人。
I trust that as you pray for our leaders that you will pray that these will be qualities that they will find and they will use in their life and in their governing of people.
我相信大家平时祷告的时候一定在为我们这些国家的领导人祷告希望他们拥有这样的品格领导好我们这国家
Let me mention one other outstanding quality that gave Daniel the room to be able to be promoted again and again
他说我再举一个例子就可以说明但以理为什么会不断地得到提拔
It was his public commitment to God and made him stand out.
这就是他在公众面前毫不畏惧的，就是说出自己对上帝的信仰。
Daniel was open with his belief in God.
但以理不像我们有的基督徒，他很乐意、很敢在众人面前公布自己是基督徒这样一件事情。
He demonstrated his faith.
他然后要证实，就是声明他这样的一种信仰。
And everybody knew where Daniel stood.
然后每个人都知道但以理的立场。
As a result of that, there were some in leadership that became very jealous.
所以呢，他这样的品格，他这样的行为，使那里国家很多其他的领导人非常妒忌他。
Really, which leads us to the passage of scripture that we read this morning.
所以呢，就接下来讲到我们今天在读的这个几段经文里面的故事啊。
Some of the other leaders wanted to get Daniel replaced from his position of authority and leadership.
然后他们这些就是品格不好的领导人呢，希望但以理能够和他们同流合污。
And so they went to the king and they told the king how good he was and how righteous and that people should pray to him rather than to any other god.
然后他们到那个君王面前就进谗言，说我们所有的人民都应该敬仰你、崇拜你，而不是任何别的神、别的人。
Now it tells us in that passage of scripture that the king became very puffed up because of the things that were being said about him.
然后大家可以看到这个圣经里面讲到国王听到这些话的时候呢，他也很为难，他觉得人家这么奉承他，要人家都来讲这个王的好话，他不能不接受。
Now if you've heard many stories from the Bible, you've heard the story about Daniel in the lion's den.
所以如果大家这个圣经比较熟的话，就可以知道这个但以理和狮子的故事。
And so what these people who were jealous of Daniel went to the king and said, we want you to put out a decree that the only God, or the only person we will pray to is you.
所以那些进谗言的人就王说，对王说，我们需要你下一个法令，就是说任何人要敬拜只能敬拜你，而不能敬拜别的神、别的人。
So the Bible tells us that the king sent out a decree to all the land that for the next 40 days that people were only to pray to him.
然后国王就真的下了一个命令，对所有国家所有的人说，未来30天之内不许敬拜任何人，只能敬拜王自己。
These people who were jealous of Daniel felt that this might be the way in which they could get him removed from his positions of leadership.
然后那些进谗言的人就觉得下了这个法令的话，但以理就不敢再公开他的信仰，然后可以改变他的立场。
The question that we could ask ourselves then, filling in the blanks of the story, would be, how did Daniel respond to this test of life?
如果大家不知道下面接下来经文内容的话，可能也会在猜想但以理会采取什么行动呢？
Now, Babylon was not a democracy, and so when the king sent out the letter that he issued as a decree, it became the rule of the land. The people didn't vote for it, and it could not be taken back.
所以当时这个大流士国呢，是不是一个民主国家？所以国王颁布的命令就是法律，无可更改，也不需要老百姓投票赞成。
Now you remember I said to you that one of the qualities of Daniel's life was the fact that he was very public about his faith.
大家记得刚才这牧师提到但以理有个很大的特点，就是他从不畏惧在众人面前公开自己的信仰。
Now here is the situation. Daniel, you need to stop praying to God and pray only to the king.
然后现在就出现一个难题了，你这但以理到底是不是还继续敬仰上帝，还是要服从这个法律，就是去敬拜那个王。
As I studied this passage of scripture, I thought about some options that maybe Daniel could have taken.
他说，这牧师在准备这篇讲稿的时候，他为但以理设想了他有可能采取的几种行动。
Let me just mention a few of them to you.
他说，我来给大家讲几种他可能采取的行为。
Daniel could accept the law and fake pray.
然后他说一种呢，就是这但以理就接受了这法律，他呢就是。去崇拜那个王。
Another is that he could publicly protest and put up picket signs.
然后另外一种呢，他可能就是公开去抗议这个法律。
Another way he could go to the king and appeal to him privately.
然后他另外一种可能是跑到王那边私下里跟他讲，希望他能够收回成命。
The king didn't have a choice. He could not change the decree because he sent out a letter to all of the land.
但是这是不可能的，因为王已经下了命令，盖了玉玺，这是不可更改的。
Another option that Daniel could have taken is just stop praying for the next 30 days.
然后另外一个可能他采取的行动就是在未来三十天之内，他就不祷告了，不去公开信仰上帝了，那么就不违反法律了，对吗？过了三十天以后就可以这样做。
Or another option that he had was just keep praying, just do it in secret.
然后另外一种他可以做的就是他还是继续祷告，但是不要公开祷告，他躲在一个密室里面暗暗的祷告就可以了，不违反法律。
And the last option that he had was simply keep praying publicly as he had done all of his life.
当然最后一种可能做的行为就是像他往常一样继续公开在大众面前祷告，宣告他的信仰。
And that is exactly the choice that Daniel made.
这就是最后一个可能，就的确是但以理采取的行为。
What choice would you have made if you were put in that position?
郑牧师问大家，如果我们各位处于但以理的地位，我们会采取什么样的一种行动呢？
The Bible tells us that Daniel threw open the windows and three times a day, just as he had done for so many years, he continued to pray to God faithfully.
圣经告诉我们，刚才大家念过，但以理一如既往跪在窗前，这个窗是向着耶路撒冷，他一日三次继续大声的祷告。
As a result, the king had no choice but to throw him in the lion's den.
他采取这样的行为，使得王没有退路，只能把他扔到狮子坑里去。
Because this was a decree of the land.
因为这个是这个国家刚颁布的法律。
Why was Daniel then not afraid of this test?
为什么但以理会不害怕这样一种法律要惩罚他呢？
Well, I think that we can figure that out really quickly, can't we?
牧师讲，我们大家是不是可以很快就得出结论，他为什么不害怕？
He remembered that God was faithful in all of the past tests that he had gone through.
因为大家知道，但以理以前经历过很多类似这样的试探，每次神都赢了。
Brothers and sisters, let me just say to you, as you listen to the message this morning, something that's important for us is to remember what God has done for us in the past.
所以今天大家在念这些圣经的时候，我们一定要记得过去神是怎样对待我们的。
You may not be a person who journals, but I trust that you are a person who remembers and shares what God has done in your life.
我相信大家很多人都不记日记，但是神对我们所做的一切，他的信实，我们一定都记得。
Over the many years that I've come to preach here at Blessing Christian Fellowship.I've told personal stories of my own life, of my dad, of my mom, of people that I know, telling you those things because it demonstrates what God has done and how he has blessed people.
大家还记得我这么多年给我们这恩福教会来讲到，我常常分享到我自己生活中我自己的家人，我的朋友如何得到神的信实，如何改变我们的生活。
Daniel stood for what he believed with a firm faith because he remembered all the things that God had already done for him.
但以理有这样坚定的立场，就是他清楚地记得神对他所做的一切，神是信实的。
Daniel stood in this test because he was well aware that of the conversations that he had had with God three times a day.
他能够这样做，还有一点就是他很清楚，他每日三次祷告，神和他的对话，他都记得清清楚楚。
And Daniel knew that the rewards were greater than the risk.
然后他知道他得到的奖赏会远远大于他可能就遇到的危险。
Let me ask you the question: if you spent for all of your lifetime praying three times a day, what would be the way in which you would handle the tests of life?
我问大家一个问题，如果我们大家也像但以理一样一日三次不停祷告，终生这样做，到时候遇到这种事情，你会采取什么行动？
I'm pretty confident that we would handle them much differently.
他说我非常有信心的相信大家如果这么做了一定会像但以理这么处理问题。
I would like to conclude the message by just sharing a few things with you that are benefits when we stand strong for God.
他说今天我就要结束这个演讲但是我在这里要跟大家分享几点我们如何坚定我们的信仰。
Standing for God is victory over fear.
他说坚定上帝的信仰是一种对失败的胜利。
I'm not going to try to be a psychologist or in any way, but I would just like to talk about fear for just a moment.
他说我并不是个心理学家，但是我想给大家讲一讲恐惧怎么回事。
May I suggest to you, first of all, that fear is just a feeling and it cannot last.
他说首先我跟大家讲，恐惧只不过是一种感觉，它不会永远延迟下去。
Last Sunday, I was at, made a hospital call, my wife and I, on a lady who was at Mercy Hospital.
上礼拜我和我太太在一个叫 Mercy 医院看一个病人。
The entire time of our conversation mostly was covered by the fact that she was telling us about how frightened she was about an MRI test she was going to have to take.
这个病人就整个过程都在讲他如何害怕那个叫什么核磁共振所做出的结果将会怎么样他很担心
She had gone earlier that week to have the test done outside of the hospital and they put her on the machine and put the thing over her head and started to push her into the tube where they would do the x-ray and she went bonkers
然后他讲起当时要做核磁共振把他推到那个机器里面大家都做过核磁共振他是恐怖的不得了
She was absolutely, totally frightened
他是完完全全的被吓坏了吓到了
And that's all she could talk to us about how fearful she was
这是他反反复复就在跟这个牧师和他太太讲他是当时多么恐惧
I visited her last week again after she had the MRI
然后上礼拜重新拜访他那时候他已经做完了这个核磁共振了
They had given her some medicine that would help her to be relaxed and be able to do it
然后当时做核磁共振的时候特地给他服用镇静剂使他能够安然地做这个核磁共振
She simply said to me it was easy
他就跟那个牧师说没想到这么容易就过去了
But no longer was she talking only about being fearful of thatbecause she had already been able to go through the experience.
大家看这个恐惧实际上就不会持久的过去了就过去了。
See, fear is just a feeling and it doesn't last.
所以恐惧是不是一种感觉不会持久的。
Next, let me say, fear is uncomfortable, but it won't kill you.
然后他说第二个我跟大家讲的恐惧呢恐惧的确令人不舒服但它不会杀了你。
Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands.But I imagine everyone in this room has had a time when they have felt uncomfortable and fearful.
我不想让大家这里举手来说，但是我相信每个人在生活中都遇到过恐惧和不安分、不舒服的时候。
And it's interesting, you made it through.
然后这个就很有意思，你这样。
It's past, it's gone.
这个实际上你现在回头来想想，就像做了核磁共振一样，都过去了。
You see, standing for God is victory over fear.
他说所以你站出来公开宣称你信仰上帝就像做着核磁共振是一样的事情
When I give in to fear, it gets worse
如果你对这个恐惧你屈服于恐惧那事情变得更糟
But when I move forward, it just goes away
如果你摆脱恐惧你继续往前走事情就过去了
So the first benefit publicly standing for God is that it gives us victory over fear
所以第一个公开信仰上帝的话就是使大家摆脱恐惧走向 更好的自信
Next, let me mention standing for God builds faith and character
然后跟大家讲第二个优点你如果要公开信仰上帝的话呢可以建立的好的品格
When I was a young guy I wanted to lift weights to become very strong
他说 当我还是非常年轻的一个小年轻的时候我练举重想自己变得更加强壮起来
Now you can laugh This is interesting It's okay to laugh in church You know
他说也许你们会感到好笑这个牧师怎么会去练举重当时
My parents brought me some weights
然后他的父母呢就给他带来一些这个哑铃给他练举重的。
And I use them again and again and again.
他说我是天天在那里锻炼举重。
After a year, I wasn't any stronger than I was when I started.
过了一年我没有变得任何更加强壮起来。
Now there was a man who was named Atlas whose course I was following.
他是当时跟了一个健身教练，他的名字叫什么名字？
So I sent him a letter.
他就给这个健身教练写了一封信，为什么做了一年什么都没进步。
It went like this. Dear Mr. Atlas, have completed the course. Now please send muscles.
然后他就跟他讲，他说我的课程都完，你都学完了，你应该把那个肌肉给我，我没有强壮。
My friends, we laugh at that from an earthly standpoint, but some of us in our faith are not building our faith in a strong way, and we're wishing that God would just drop something on us. But God wants to use our lives, and He wants our faith and character built as we trust Him.
他说我们这个如果信仰上帝也像这样，你就是口头说说的话不会强壮起来，我们要把自己的一生都献给上帝，这样呢我们信仰才会立下根来。
Another way that we benefit when we stand for God is that God does miracles in our lives.
我们公开信仰上帝第三个好处呢，我们在生活中会得到很多奇迹。
After Daniel was removed from the lion's den, the king declared, and you'll read this in Daniel, that God is the God whom we should worship and is the only God.
然后当那个但以理到了狮子坑里以后，安然无恙的拉上来以后，这个王就也公开宣称了，这个上帝才是我们应该唯一信仰的神。
Isn't it interesting that Daniel is governed by three kings who are not God honoring?
他说是不是一个很大的奇迹，但以理被三个不信主，原来不信主的君王跟随他们，结果他非但无事，而且得到提拔。
And because of Daniel's strong stand publicly for God,
因为这就是因为他公开的坚定自己的立场，宣称自己的立场导致的带来的好处。
Two of them came to faith and belief in God.
其中两个君王就转向信耶稣了。
And so I suggest to you that there are miracles that will happen in your life as you take a strong stand for God. There may be those who will come to faith because of your faith.
所以他建议大家在众人面前公开自己的信仰，说不定以后也会得到这样的奇迹，得到好处的。
And by standing for God, it encourages other believers to stand for God as well.
如果我们自己带头这样公开宣称信仰上帝的话，会带动其他的基督徒也这么做。
It's also a strong example to the non-believer.
这也是对还没信主的人一个非常好的榜样。
Oftentimes you will hear people that you've worked with or people in your neighborhood who will say, that person is a person of faith.
大家可以知道，在我们选举的时候，常常会有人说，你们要选举的这个人，他是有信仰的。
That comes because you've taken a stand for God.
这是因为他们也是公开宣称信仰主的。
For 18 centuries now, Daniel's strong public stand for God continues to live on in our lives as well.
这个十八个世纪都过去了，但以理的事迹还是坚定的使我们更加信仰主。
And remember, when we take a strong stand for God, we will be rewarded in eternity.
如果说我们大家能够坚定自己的信仰，坚定自己的立场，我们在永生一定会得到。
When we stand in the presence of God, we will hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
当我们在上帝面前坚定信仰的时候，上帝会跟我说：“你们做得很好。”
Daniel dared to be different.
但以理呢，就是他就是跟别人不一样。
Daniel dared to stand for God.
但以理就是敢于站出来宣称他信仰上帝。
I have a challenge for you, brothers and sisters, today.
今天呢，这牧师给大家提出一个挑战。
My challenge is simple.
他的挑战是很简单的。
What would it be like if we all today committed for the next 30 days that we would pray three times a day, morning, noon, and night?
他说我要大家做的事情很简单。我们每日三次，早中晚，祷告，向上帝祷告。
what would be the dynamic and the change not only in our lives but what other people will see.
这样的话，不但我们的生活会改变，我们周围的人也会看到，也会有改变。
Daniel was willing to stand publicly for God no matter what.
但以理敢于这么公开站出来祷告他，不管别人怎么想。
In every situation, God promoted him and gave him success.
不管怎么样，在任何情况下，上帝都会提拔他，祷告他，保佑他。
Brothers and sisters, my challenge to you is, would you commit for the next 30 days that you will pray in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening?
他说，我现在跟大家再重复一下我刚才讲的大家的挑战，你能不能做到保证每日三次早中晚向上帝祷告。
And 30 days from now when I come back, I will be excited to hear the stories that you can tell of how God has blessed and what he has done in your life.
因为这个牧师再过30天他又要回来讲道了，希望大家听到大家很多故事，因为你祷告了30天很多变化。
You say, Pastor Jay, what do I pray about 3 times a day?
然后你们也许会问，这个牧师啊，我一天三次祷告什么呢？
Thank God for your salvation.
第一，要感谢上帝对你的救恩。
Ask God to bless your family and your friends.
然后要求上帝保守你和你的家人朋友。
Ask God to give you the courage to stand faithfully for him.
然后要求上帝给你勇气能够公开你的信仰。
Ask God to give you the faith to be able to stand in public and testify that you love Jesus.
然后要上帝给你勇气，不但能够公开证实自己的信仰，而且要在大家面前讲你的见证。
Praise him, take words from the songs, the hymns that we've sung.
然后这祷告的话呢，可以从我们唱的圣诗里面拿出来引用。
And give him all the glory.
然后把所有的荣耀归于我们的上帝。
Three times a day.
一日三次。
Morning, afternoon, and evening.
早中晚三次。
I'm excited to see what God will do in all of our lives if we'll commit to that.
我很愿意，很高兴能够见到30天以后大家这么做了，会有什么事情发生。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.